नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट नंबर 11। सीतां जनपदंस्तत्र पुरग्राम व्रजाकरान् खेट खर्वत वाटेश्च वनान्यो उपना उपवनानि च
पीतं जनपदं तत्र
पुरग्राम व्रजाकरान् केटकर्वट वाटिश्च वनानि उपवनानि च स्थितान्
Very flourishing.
Janapadan.
Metropolis.
Tatra.
There.
Pura.
Town.
Grama.
Villages.
Vraja. Big farms.
Akaran.
Mineral fields.
Theta.
Agricultural lands. Kharvata.
Valleys.
Vati.
Flower gardens.
Cha.
And.
Vanani.
Forest.
Upavanani.
Nursery gardens.
Cha.
And.
Translation and purport by Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. After my departure, I passed through many flourishing metropolises, towns, villages, animal farms, mines, agricultural lands, valleys, flower gardens, nursery gardens, and natural forests.
After my departure, I passed through many flourishing metropolises, towns.
Villages, animal farms, mines.
Agricultural lands, valleys, flower gardens, nursery gardens, and natural forests.
I'll take the next two also because they're all continuation. I passed through hills and mountains full of reservoirs of various minerals like gold, silver, and copper, and through tracts of land with reservoirs of water filled with beautiful lotus flowers, fit for the denizens of heaven, decorated with bewildered bees and singing birds. I then passed alone through many forests of rushes, bamboo, reeds, sharp grass, weeds and caves, which were very difficult to go through alone. I visited deep, dark and dangerously fearful forests, which were the play yards of snakes, owls and jackals. Thus travelling, I felt tired both bodily and mentally, and I was both thirsty and hungry, so I took a bath in a river lake and also drank water. By contacting water, I got relief from my exhaustion. I think we'll go up to there.
Hmm?
Purport. Men's activities in agriculture, mining, farming, industries, gardening, etc. were all on the same scale as they are now. Even previous to the present creation, and the same activities will remain as they are, even in the next creation. After many hundreds of millions of years, one creation is started by the law of nature, and the history of the universe repeats itself practically in the same way. The mundane wranglers waste time with archaeological excavations without searching into the vital necessities of life. After getting an impetus in spiritual life, Sri Narada Muni, even though a mere child, did not waste time for a single moment with economic development. Although he passed towns and villages, mines and industries, he continually went on to progressive spiritual emancipation. Srimad Bhagavatam is the repetition of history which happened some hundreds of millions of years ago. As it is said herein, only the most important factors of history are picked up to be recorded in this transcendental literature. It is the duty of a mendicant, Parivrajakacharya, to experience all varieties of God's creation by travelling alone through all forests, hills, towns, villages, etc., to gain faith in God and strength of mind, as well as to enlighten the inhabitants with the message of God. A sannyasi is duty-bound to take all these risks without fear, and the most typical sannyasi of the present age is Lord Chaitanya, who travelled in the same manner through the central Indian jungles, enlightening even the tigers, bears, snakes, deer, elephants, and many other jungle animals. In this age of Kali, sannyasa is forbidden for ordinary men. One who changes his dress to make propaganda is a different man from the original ideal sannyasi. One should, however, take the vow to stop social intercourse completely and devote life exclusively to the service of the Lord. The change of dress is only a formality. Lord Chaitanya did not accept the name of a sannyasi, and in this age of Kali, the so-called sannyasis should not change their former names, following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya. In this age, devotional service of hearing and repeating the holy glories of the Lord is strongly recommended, and one who takes the vow of renunciation of family life need not imitate the Parivrajakacharya, like Narada or Lord Chaitanya, but may sit down at some holy place and devote his whole time and energy to hear and repeatedly chant the holy scriptures left by the great acharyas like the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. A travelling mendicant can meet the needs of the body, namely thirst and hunger, by the gifts of nature without being a beggar at the doors of the householders. The mendicant, therefore, does not go to the house of a householder to beg, but to enlighten him spiritually. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Jayapataka Swamini Te Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Te Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prajarine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Pritan Janpadam Satra Pura Grama Rajakaran Kheta Kharvata Vatischa Vanani Upavananicha. Chitra Dhatu Vichitra Adrin Ibha Bhagna Bhujadruman Jala Shayan Chiva Jalam Nalinihi Surat Sevitah Chitra Swanai Patra Rathair Vitramad Brahmara Shriyah Nalavenu Sharasatanba Kushakichaka Gahavaram Eka Evati Yatoham Adraksham Vipinam Mahat Goram प्रति भया कारण व्यालोलुक शिवाजिरम परिशांते इंद्रिया ममहम तृट परीतो बुभुक्षितः नात्वा पीत्वा इदे नद्या उपस्पृष्टो गतश्रमः. After my departure, I passed through many flourishing metropolises, towns, villages, animal farms, mines, agricultural lands, valleys, flower gardens, nursery gardens, and natural forests. I passed through hills and mountains full of reservoirs of various minerals like gold, silver, and copper, and through tracts of land with reservoir of water filled with beautiful lotus flowers, fit for the denizens of heaven, decorated with bewildered bees and singing birds. I thus then passed alone through many forests of rushes, bamboo, reeds, sharp grass, weeds and caves, which were very difficult to go through alone. I visited deep, dark and dangerously fearful forests, which were the play yards of snakes, owls and jackals. Thus travelling I felt tired both bodily and mentally, and I was both thirsty and hungry, so I took a bath in a river lake and also drank water. By contacting water, I got relief from exhaustion. Now we can see Narada Muni is describing actually how after the sages left, what he did. He had the instruction of them and he started following them. So here Prabhupada in his purports very nicely explains certain points. Like a sannyasi should be like that, you know, mendicant. Sannyasi should be fearless, that's first point. We should not be living at the mercy of the householders. We should be simply, you know, like Narada and Prabhupada gives two examples, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He also passed through Jharikhanda, we know all that, and wonderful pastimes. So, I mean, so many instructions in these few purports, the couple of purports that Prabhupada had. Like he says, sannyas is prohibited for ordinary men. And then, surprisingly, he says the name should not change. You know, when you accept sannyas, he says your original name should remain. But then, of course, the guru gives the name. So you don't adopt. In other words, what he's saying, you know, some people do it on their own. They are something and then they say, oh, I have become a sannyasi now, so I want to change my name, you know. There are so many examples in India, that's why Prabhupada talks like that. That we should not self-appoint ourselves as something great, you know. He says, therefore, the mendicant should not go to the home of a householder to beg, but to enlighten from spiritual. So that's the point. When the sannyasis visit us, they don't come for prasadam, you know, they don't come that, oh, if I go there, I will get prasadam. And I will get a nice room and things like that, you know. They generally visit out of compassion because they want to, when the sannyasi comes in our family, then we serve him, we inquire from him, he gives some nice instructions. And that's what we have seen. Sannyasis sometime, you know, spend time with their disciples. I mean, there was a time, I remember, in Bangalore, you know, our Guru Maharaj was initially not allowed to go anywhere, you know, they just go to the temple and that's it. But then, when things opened up a little, then now he goes to, you know, of course now his health is a concern, so only where some facilities are available, but still, I mean, before he fell sick, he was doing that, he was going to, he suddenly chose, okay, I'll come to your house. Like that, here you go. So the point is that you don't have to be a beggar, you know, to live in this world. Because The beggars want the comfort, you know. That's why they are where the money is easily available. Actually, the sannyasi or the person living in Gurukul, etc., they are supposed to be, you know, just living on their own with the nature. That's why Prabhupada proposed this huge farms where everything is, you know, self-sufficient. You don't have to go out and work and, you know, go and begging and things like that.
Mm.
We have those examples with us. I still remember in the initial years, I read about the farm in Switzerland. And it's the border of Switzerland, a very small country. It's the border of three countries. I don't remember the names. Maybe France.
That's wrong. Like France, Italy, and where is it? Like Germany.
Yeah, right. So that was the first time I read that these devotees were growing vegetables and all for their own use, but they had enough, more than enough. So then they will go to the market and sell it.
Mm.
And with that Lakshmi, they will simply buy some of their own requirements, or clothing, etc. That's all. It was not for, you know, making a huge agricultural market or something like that.
Mm.
Now also I think this is being done in many places. Not too many places, but some places at least.
Mm.
In Australia, in, I don't know what's happening in New Talawan, what kind of thing they are doing.
Mm.
Must be doing some farming. Farm. New Vrindavan, some organic farming has started. Long back, of course. I mean, the point is, that one should not take life too easy or try to. Some austerity is required, you know. And the biggest austerity is the mind. How to control the mind. Control in the sense, not control, because I don't know, I don't somehow like that word control, because you can't control the mind. You can direct it, you can train it, but you can't control anything. And that's what Arjuna also says. It's so difficult. It's just like controlling the wind. How can you do that? But by association, and here now Narada, you can see his example, you know, like he was in association, and suddenly he left. He got the instruction, no more association. You know, he was having association of snakes and owls and jackals, and that's all. He was just going, traveling. And what a description Bhagavatam gives, you know. Sharp grass, weeds and caves and, you know, everything. And how he passed through all those things. And then I like the last thing, you know, like, water. I always get fascinated by water. So one water can solve so many problems, right?
Mm.
You are hungry, you are thirsty, you are exhausted, you just take a dip in the water and you also have a shower. I mean, and that clear clarity of the water, that crystal clear water, when you, just by looking at it, you feel so good.
Mm.
And when you get to drink and it's a tasty water, natural water.
Mm.
And today you can see, you know, earlier the sannyasis were going and they were having always mineral water, whatever. Now it's being bottled and sold, you know.
Mm.
Because in the taps we don't get a mineral water anymore. We just get some chlorinated or, you know, highly treated water. And in some places they are recycling the water. So even the sewage water gets recycled and you drink it again. Or they say, oh no, it's used for washing or things like that. But I mean, who knows?
Mm.
So anyway, this is all pollution and symptoms of Kali Yuga. But especially, Prabhupada gives so many instructions here. One who changes his dress to make propaganda is a different man from the original ideal sannyasi. One should take the vow to stop social intercourse completely. The change of dress is only a formality. Lord Chaitanya did not accept the name of sannyasi. That's interesting, right? He He didn't get any name after he took sannyas. Generally, all the devotees now are getting. And they get wonderful names. Bhakti Vinod Swami. Deva, what he got? Devamrita. Not Devamrita. Devamrita Swami is already there. There is one more Chopati devotee, you know.
Yeah, I don't know the. I think it is Sinyasa. Then I remember.
Yeah. Devatma or something.
I'm not sure.
Anyway. The point is, we have to follow the footsteps. We don't have to imitate, we have to follow these footsteps. And definitely we can get a lot of benefits. I'd like to stop here. See something? श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय